welcome to the Voted Least Likely podcast. I am your host, Leah Yard. I'm a high school dropout who accidentally became an entrepreneur after spending over a decade working minimum wage jobs, having a complete mental breakdown, and losing all confidence in myself. I somehow started a successful jewelry company. I am the least likely person to have ended up in the fashion industry, the least likely person to have overcome crippling anxiety, and the least likely person to have ever had the confidence to share my story. And I know if you are here, you've likely felt something similar. This piece of internet real estate is a place for us to share how we overcame our own obstacles and found a place to thrive, even if it was the last place we ever thought we would end up. We are talking all things related to failure with a little sense of humor on the side. It's time to expose the narratives we tell ourselves and the ones the world places on us. This is the Voted Least Likely podcast. I think a lot about the skills that you need as an entrepreneur and somebody who is building something big. And I have come to realize that all of the skills that progress your business, all of the new sets of values and beliefs that you gain along the way, no matter how helpful those may seem, there's really only one thing that you need. And I learned that there is only one thing that you need when I didn't have that thing. And the one thing that you need is hope. That's really it. Because everything else comes from that one core belief. If you have hope, it's going to work out. It's not a knowing that it's going to work out, It's not a certainty that it's going to work out, but you have true hope that you feel. It is that spark, that excitement. That is the drive. That is what allows you to then gain all of those other supporting skills, values, and beliefs that allow you to be successful. So the beginning of this year was difficult. We went through a lot. We had issues in the jewelry studio with some inventory that got damaged. We had a mix-up with our spring collection. I got sick 3 times, and there were a couple of big business opportunities that didn't happen. And all of these things were happening at around the same time. So I got sick 3 times in a row. It was really one after the other. And it just felt like I was spending most of my life being ill. And then all of these business things on top of that just felt like everything was being piled on. And during all of this, I really lost hope for my business. I really lost hope for what I was building, what I was growing. And I just started to think, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? There's no way this is going to work. And why is everything all of a sudden now turning to shit? Like, why? I spent a lot of time in bed trying to get better. I spent a lot of time working from bed, trying to get caught up on everything because I was getting so far behind and because I was losing this hope. It really felt like it was just slipping away. Like everything that I've worked for was just slipping away. This is the stressful part about being a small business owner. You are the motivator. You are the one that gains momentum for your business. And when you stop, a lot of things stop. And that's terrifying. I remember the day I decided I never wanted to work for somebody else. I was at a job and I was really sick and I had to call in sick. And it was that feeling of so much guilt. I felt so guilty for calling in sick. And I felt sick. And I remember thinking, I never want to feel this way again. This is such a horrible feeling. I never want to feel this way again. And now I own my own business, and that comes with so many amazing freedoms. And when you're sick, you just take time that you need. But this year, I experienced that feeling again with a whole new layer because I felt sick, guilty, and terrified. And when I worked for somebody else, I didn't have that fear in the same way. I still always worried I was going to lose my job. I've just been one of those people that I will just kill myself working for somebody else because I just am so scared I'm going to lose my job. I've always needed a job when I had a job. And so there was an immense amount of weight on me when I was an employee. That was just how I approached being an employee. I was very serious about anywhere I worked, regardless of what the job was. And so calling in sick was a big deal. But when I felt this new feeling of sick, guilty, and real fear, like everything I've worked for might be gone if I don't get better, it was a perspective shift for me because I started to realize how much hope I was losing and how quickly I was losing it. So when I was in this down and bad state, I now had a new feeling that I never wanted to feel again. So as scary as that is, and as dark as some of it got, there were some lessons in there. And as always, this is the podcast that you listen to feel less alone on your journey to be successful. I am not going to tell you how to be successful. There are people that are much better at that. There are people that are much more qualified than I am to be teaching you that. I am here to make you feel less alone. And I'm here to tell you at some point, you're going to start losing hope. And you have to get a handle on it before you lose it completely in your business. What helped me was having a benchmark, is what I'll call it. So you've probably heard the quote, I've talked about this before on the show, of never quit on a bad day. So when you're starting to feel that loss of hope, you want to make sure that you're not having thoughts of quitting and all of that when you've had a shitty day. You will regret making a decision in a low state. So when I was sick, I was thinking, I can't make any big decisions while I'm in this state. I have to get at least healthy again first, feel at my best, and then if I've really lost the hope, I will make bigger decisions around what that could mean. Sometimes when you're in that state, though, it's really hard to put yourself in the mindset of a better day if you're not there yet. So what I've created in my own mind is a benchmark. So there is a specific goal I have for my business. It is something that requires me to do work, but it's also one of those things that requires a little bit of magic on the outside. So it is an external goal in the sense that it requires somebody else to make it happen. And so I think about this goal, and if I woke up tomorrow and this goal had happened, this benchmark had happened, would I still want to quit? Would I still feel hopeless about what I'm building? And this has helped me so much because I can't get myself in a great headspace when I'm feeling shitty, but I can put myself in a position where something happens and I know how I would feel about it. So think about what that is for you. What is it in your business? Let's say you have a dream client you want to work with, or let's say it's a dream podcast you want to be on, or a dream magazine you want to be in. If you woke up tomorrow and you got an invitation on that podcast, would that be enough of a spark to keep you going? So for me, it's a specific publication that I want. And I think about my jewelry brand being in it. It's something I've worked very hard towards, but it does require the okay from people in positions of power at this publication to grant me access or grant me a feature. In my mind, when I'm having a low day, when I feel like I'm losing that hope, that's what I think. If I woke up tomorrow and I saw my brand in this publication, would that be the spark that ignites or reignites the hope that I need in my business? You have to find mind tricks to use on yourself to get yourself out of your own way and to remember what matters. And it's not that it's the superficial, ego-based stuff that matters. It's the things that solidify the work, the things that validate the sacrifice you've made this far. If you got something that proved the sacrifice was progressing you and your brand, would that be enough? And the day that it isn't enough, then you have to have a different conversation with yourself. So don't quit on a bad day. Don't make big decisions when you've lost hope or when you're losing hope around what you're building. But start and keep measuring that level of hope, because it is the only thing that is vital for your success. You have to hope for it. You have to feel that it could happen and feel that excitement of what it would be like if it did happen. So I was able to reignite that spark. I'm out of bed. I'm now working upright, which feels amazing. I'm very grateful I didn't make any big decisions while I was bedridden and ill. And I'm hitting the ground running, as I tend to always do. I'm a very all or nothing person. So when it's bad, it's very bad. When it's good, it's very good. But I know this about myself. And I know the thing that is most important is that sense of hope. Has it been dimmed? Yes, absolutely. It's been a really difficult start to the year. I've had a lot of curveballs. I had a lot of things that were just bad things happen. And that's life. And it seemed like a lot all at once, but sometimes that's how life works. So after all of that, I'm ready to move forward, make empowering choices, have more hope, and also really feed into that feeling. So I know now that I have to put that emotion first. I have to make sure that I'm doing things that give me hope. Make sure that I'm doing things that are exciting to me in my business and that feel like I'm progressing in big ways and make me feel hopeful about the future that I have control over. I hope that helps. Again, I am not here to tell you how to be successful. I'm here to make you feel less alone, because you're going to feel discouraged. You're going to feel pushed down. You're going to feel frustrated and angry. You might feel sick at times. But it's okay. I'm here. And I know that you can get through it. But you have to make sure that you are putting the things that matter first. And that is health. That is hope. That is a vision for the future that is exciting enough for you that you keep that fire. Thank you so much for being here. I really hope this episode gave you a boost of encouragement to follow your own path, even if it's a little unruly or has a few more weeds than you expected. I would love if you could share this with somebody important to you. We never know who needs a boost. If you'd like to learn more, you can find me at www.leahyard.com. And if you want to see a little more behind the scenes, you can connect with me on Instagram at @leahyard. And now I will leave you with this. We all have more in common than we do not. Be kind when you can. Judge less, less often, and never, ever underestimate your own potential. I'll see you next week.